This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Final furlong of Grant and Danny on this Football Friday on 106.7 The Fan. Couple of quick notes on the teams in town. You guys keep tabs on. The Nats, we'll start there. You just heard Heisty say that they avoided arbitration with Juan Soto and Trey Turner. That's important because arbitration isn't fun. Basically, you go to court with a player to determine their value and their salary, and sometimes there's hurt feelings. You don't want to do that with a guy you want to have around for a while, where you're trying to tell him why he's not worth what he wants. So they agreed with Trey Turner on a new deal to pay him $13 million this year. Juan Soto gets a big fat raise to make $8.5 million. Both of those guys finished in the top seven in MVP voting in the NL last year. Soto coming off 13 homers, one of four guys in the league to hit an OPS over 1,100. And Trey Turner finished in the top seven in MVP voting last year as well, Danny. Huge season for him.
Well, I think that's probably, we could safely say, the most money that Juan Soto will ever make. That'll cap his salaries. Oh, wait, I'm told he'll make 10 times that at some point in his career.
I can't wait to see how big the number is for him that he eventually signs.
It's going to be so staggering.
What a likable guy. $400 million, $500 million, what's it going to be? Hopefully, at that point, the market not still suppressed, and we're way past all this stuff in sports. One other note, Tommy Shepard says that four of the Wizards, six of them have failed COVID tests. Four of them are asymptomatic. Two of them have had symptoms. One's already feeling better. So it sounds like at least five of the six right now not dealing with symptoms, which is a good thing. As we wait to find out when they're going to play again. But with that, let's get out of the way because our guy Thommy, who's been one of our two producers on Grant and Danny in Middays for years with Brendan and who's working hard on the show with Tom Plyman now and Drive Time, it's his final day, unfortunately, for us and fortunately for he and his family. He's got a great opportunity. He is on to Cincinnati like Bill Belichick. So, Thommy, congrats and happy trails, and
happy
we're excited for you, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, never thought I'd be moving one. Never thought I'd be leaving this place too. So, yeah, you know, here we are. Today is the last day. Want to thank CK for all the opportunities over the year. You guys for supporting me. You know, the Junkies for standing behind me and letting me do bad bits on their show. And also running the running the pregame show for the past couple of years when we were allowed to talk football in what we would used to call bars or restaurants.
I remember
Yeah, so just, you know, a lot of fun memories. Everyone that listened to Crash In and Out over the years, really appreciate it.
Absolutely, brother, absolutely. And you did a great job. Big Caps fan who turned that passion into an opportunity to talk about them on the station.
I'd always learn something every time I listen, yeah.
All right, so with that in mind, we thought a cool way for the send-off would be to just kind of step aside and let you send the sound machine off as well. You were very popular on our show for all of the wacky clips that you would find and interject into the show. So you put together a bit of a top 10, I think, to go away with as far as audio goes.
Yeah, correct. What happened was is you texted me this morning and you said, is there any way you could somehow grind down to a top 10 of some sort of what you think the best of the sound machine is? I need to start with two honorable mentions. These are things that I don't even know if we've ever played on the air, but there is a subsection of the sound machine, the Thom Delay sound machine, where sometimes, you know, we don't play stuff on the air, but we save it just because it's funny. And because I think Danny knows that he's going to be featured in the top 10 a couple of times today, I decided to make it even and play two of my favorite Grant cuts before we get into the official top 10.
All right, let's do it.
Derrick Henry. That's a waste of time, for example. Like the Titans selected him in round number two.
I just spilled my cup with everything in it.
Yeah, I was going to keep going.
And I believe that was live on the air where you were reaching for a pen or a highlighter of some sort back when you guys were in the studio. And it came completely across the console while Danny was like talking with both hands about fantasy football.
Wildly gesticulating.
Yeah, so there were just pens and everything everywhere, and that's one of the things that I had as an honorable mention. The second thing is really quick.
Spilled everything.
Really quick here. It's just a funny botch. I like it when people say things that are very clearly and very easy to say. Sometimes they get botched, and Grant had one of those.
Popplejohns.com.
Popplejohns.
Popplejohns.
Popplejohns.com.
Jonathan Popplejohns.
That sounds like a relief pitcher for the Phillies and the Nationals.
Popplejohns.com.
At least that wasn't a read for a sponsor or anything, Donnie.
I think it actually was.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh,
I don't think they noticed.
Popplejohns.com.
Okay, think about all the money they lost, though, because people were Googling Popplejohns that night trying
Popplejohns.com.
This is that's known great. Restaurateur Grant Paulson. I mean, right? He invented Cava, so when you don't get the blessing from him, what's Papa John's going to do?
Popplejohns.com.
Okay, so on to the top 10. We got to get moving here. I was thinking when I put this together, what are some of the things that got requested the most during Winning Off the Field? As we started to do Winning Off the Field and the sound machine became evolved and became self-aware, people would start requesting certain things. Top 10 is one of those things. I take you live to a highway in Loudoun County where a guy had been run off the road on a motorcycle, and we got some great clips out of it.
You f***ing lost, you get up and f***ing knock your head off. You almost f***ing killed me, and you can't see the f***ing sign?
Hey, dude.
The light was green.
Hey, you need to calm down.
Shut your f***ing mouth.
Come on, man, I got video of the whole thing. Just so you know, that's assault.
You're assaulting me now.
Go
you're
ahead.
Yelling at me, sir, and I don't appreciate it.
Go ahead, but you're assaulting a minor. That's the problem.
Sitting here with this passive-aggressive tone as if there's no emotion attached to almost getting in a life-threatening accident. Like, no emotion exists because of that. And because somehow I'm stressed out and I just got in a shock situation that somehow...
It doesn't excuse your behavior.
So it goes on from there, but as you guys remember, when one of the years when my mom called on my 29th birthday, yes. I cut him up. And had him scream at my mom for completely embarrassing me on, top 10 major market radio.
I know we have to move along quickly, but two things I want to say about that. Number one, Tom's mom, for people that don't know, would always call and, like, sneak through our other producer who was screening calls to wish him a happy birthday. And Tom was mortified by this for whatever reason and would hang up on her. Like, literally, he's in control of the buttons and would just hang up on his mom and be upset that she called in. The other thing is, he said you're assaulting a minor. Wasn't there a kid with a book bag? What was the backstory on that really quick?
It was
do you remember?
He was on a motorcycle, and I think he cut across the intersection, like went from left to right, and this guy was in a Jeep. And he was so terrified that I think he almost hit him that he just decided to scream at everyone in the intersection. So on to number 9. One of my favorites, couldn't get him in quite enough, but the Australian guy who was in his jocks and the car hit his building.
I was lying in bed and I was sleeping and my wife come in and said, oh, the shop's been hit. And I was like, oh, what? And I've come outside and I've seen all this commotion over here and I was in my jocks. And then I seen the man that crashed into the scene. I seen him run away and then come back to the car, and I'm like, what are you doing, mate? And he's like, I fell asleep behind the wheel. But he didn't look like someone that had just fallen asleep behind the wheel. Like, and be a hero. And I said, I'm not being a hero, mate. And then he started taking off, so I've come back to my house and I've grabbed me Hyundai XL and then started chasing him up the street. And then he went down the back streets and... I seen the coppers and I said that he's gone down the back streets, and then they end up apprehending him, and I end up just watching all this commotion here at the shop.
And that's the one thing I forgot about is that this guy actually was in his jocks and he followed the guy and got the guy to hit his building that he was sleeping in.
W, here am I. Oh,
I just love it. Everyone knows the person that Like, they're not a great storyteller, and they give every single detail, and that's exactly what that guy did. So I said, what's the weather? And he said it's warm out. Every detail. Didn't leave anything out.
He really did give it just, you know, the 1-2. This is exactly how I remember it happening. On to number 8 on the Sound Machine top 10 of all time as we retire Tom DeLay's Sound Machine today. Number 8, this is a fan favorite. I had to get it in. Couldn't get it much higher, but it made the list.
I told you to ask her about Star Wars.
Yeah, but
ask her about Star Wars.
Ask her? Okay.
Ask her.
Oh, yes.
All right. We have a bet going. Have you ever seen Star Wars?
Of course I've seen all the Star Wars.
See?
No way.
Now ask her another. Do your Yoda. Do your Yoda.
No, I'm not doing the Yoda.
Do it.
No, I'm not doing it. Who's your favorite Star Wars
do
character?
Do it.
Do it.
Don't boss me,
do
Kate.
Do your damn Yoda. Do it now.
Do it.
Do it, I will. Talking to Kate Upton? I am.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, Kate?
I liked it.
Yeah, I know you do.
So that's been featured many, many times on Winning Off the Field over the years.
I'm
had
so
to play it at least one more time.
I mean, I'm just so uncomfortable on that.
And by the way, we should just blow out the Ryan Kerrigan replay and just keep doing this if everyone's cool with it, because I'm having fun. But Danny, on that, a couple things that need to be said. Number one, so for people don't know, that was Kate Upton on Holden and Danny, which was the midday show before Grant and Danny. And that was Holden that was yelling at you to do that. She's definitely doing a voice where she's like trying to play up like, I'm just hanging out with the guys, right? Like, she's doing a hot voice, right?
Well, yeah. No one's ever been less interested. And she probably had like 10 hits that she was doing. Obviously, she was such a mega celebrity at that point, right? Like, she was the sort of it cover girl, et cetera. And so it's like, we booked this. And I'm like, what are we going to ask her? I have nothing to say to this person. What are we going to ask her about? You know, like, what's it like posing for the cover of Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Is it fun? Like, we have nothing to talk about, right? And that's where we ended up, and I wish we hadn't. I wish we hadn't.
But
man,
when
that makes
Holden
my skin
said,
crawl.
What does he say, Thom? He says something like, right, Kate, you like that. It's the weirdest, least comfortable, cringeworthy feeling
I've
ever experienced.
You like that, don't you, Kate?
I liked it.
Yeah, I know you do.
No, you do.
Yeah, you like that, don't you, Kate?
I liked it.
Yeah, I know you do.
God, that's awful. Oh, I just cringe. Holden's my buddy. That makes me cringe.
That's my man, but man. Mm.
Okay, number 7, real quick, Danny takes on some shrapnel again, but it's one of my favorite moments from the Beltway Blitz.
We got it on the line. Hello. Hey, let's talk who's here.
That's it.
Channing Poole. I'll never forget that name ever again.
We got it on the line. Hello. Hey, let's talk who's here.
You got to give quick context, Danny.
So we're doing the Beltway Blitz. We're looking for a third guest, and UVA Baseball was in the College World Series. And instead of writing down the name on my show sheet, I wrote down UVA Baseball. And so, Grant, you either have like taken a sip of water or something. I look over at you. You can't go. It's clearly my turn. I'm going to go. And I look down at my show sheet, and I realize I have no idea what this person's name is. So I don't have the wherewithal. I'm in a panic because it's me. I'm talking. I'm right here. It's on. It's my time. I can't hit the talk back button quick enough to be like, what's his name? What's his name? What's his name? I just sort of panic and just did that. And hoping, like, with just drowning, hoping for a life vest, probably the most embarrassed I've ever been. That's more embarrassing than the Jeremy Macklin thing. When I looked at the wrong Pro Football Reference here, that one's more embarrassing to me. Because I wrote down UVA Baseball. Not a person. That's not a person. I knew what we were going to talk about. We're not talking about UVA Baseball. I was talking to Channing Poole, the play-by-play voice name that I will never forget. It's burning in my brain now forever.
We got it on the line. Hello. Hey, let's talk who's here.
And there was also a show debate, Thom will remember,
where we didn't know
if Danny was saying who's here, asking the question, or he's saying who's, like UVA's nickname.
Who's here.
Yeah, no, you do. God, it's so crazy.
I mean,
terrible.
He's definitely asking who's on the line.
No,
who's
I'm not. Here?
I've always thought that. I really have.
You guys are the worst.
Okay, on the number 6, he's not here to defend himself, but, you know, he needs to be mentioned as well as we turn the page on Grant and Danny. When Dar talked to Kimbo Slice on the phone, this is the
late Kimbo Slice, Thommy.
Yes, RIP, never forget. This was the full audio that was recorded off the microphone right next to the phone that he had to call Kimbo Slice on.
Hey, Kimbo, this is Brendan. I'm going to put you on hold, and you'll be on with Grant Paulson and Danny Rouillet. I do just want to remind all our guests that we are broadcast radio, so we can't have cursing. Unfortunately, we're not XM. So I'll put you on hold, and Grant and Danny will be with you in just a moment, okay? Thank you.
And then he went on to say the S word five times in a matter of moments. We lost the entire dump. The phone shut down. And we didn't have Kimbo Slice on anymore. I think Dar talked to him longer than you guys did.
The interview with him was about as long as that clip. The best thing about that is that Dar, and to his credit, he was right. Yes. He doesn't normally have this conversation with guests. This is not something he tells Michael Phillips before the show. There's also the great quote that came out of that, which is, unfortunately, we're not XM.
We're not XM.
I just think that's funny.
Give that same warning to all our guests that we are broadcast radio, so we can't have cursing. Unfortunately, we're not XM.
He tells Barry Sfulluga that every time, I'm sure. When Jesse Dockerty comes on the blitz, he lets him know.
So I'll put you on hold, and Grant and Danny will be with you in just a moment, okay? Thank you.
3 minutes later, the interview's over. Four curse words later.
Okay, done. So do you guys want to keep with this? Because we have five left.
Yeah,
we've done, you know, 10 to 6. Now we got 5 to 1.
All right, so we will get to the top five moments in Sound Machine history as we continue. Our producer, Tom Daly, final day with the show after spending 7 years with us and a decade at the station. G of the Unfin.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Grant Paulson, Danny Rouillet, 106.7 The Fan. Caps hockey in a half hour. They're looking for win number 2 on their young season. Night 2. By the way, there's going to be a lot of back-to-backs and a lot of situations like this where they're playing teams in succession. And I'm really curious to see how tonight plays out because you could see some fisticuffs. You could see, you know, more rivalries take flight a la the postseason between individual players on the ice just because they're going to be playing each other so much. So pregame is coming up in about 15 minutes with Ben Raby and the radio network and then the game right here on 106.7 The Fan at the top of the hour. But right now, our final segment of the day on this Football Friday, our final segment of the week, our producer, Tom Daly, is headed to Cincinnati. He's leaving the show. And we came up with the idea today. We said, you know, we're known for the sound machine that Tom's been playing for years, and all the clips that Tommy plays are part of the show. So we wanted him to rank his 10 favorites on the way out, and he is doing that as we speak.
Yeah, and just to recap, we had two honorable mentions from Grant where he spilled his cup filled with pens all over the console. PopleJohns.com, that was a Grant. Number 10 was the guy in Loudoun County who was in a shock situation. Number 9, we had the Australian man who his house got hit by a car, and then he got in his car in his underpants and chased the guy down the road. Number 8 was Danny and Holden with Kate Upton. Danny did, of course, the signature Yoda impression. Number 7 is Let's Talk Who's Here. Number 6, Brendan Dar on the phone with the late RIP Kimbo Slice. On to number 5. Like what I said last segment, when we put this together, or when I put this together, I tried to use the things that were requested the most by the listening audience, the people that participated in winning off the field and made it what it was. Somehow, I know, Grant, that number 5 is going to kill you because you hate this. You absolutely hate this.
Oh, I know what it is.
This one was always requested in one way or another, the Catch Me Outside girl.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh?
Catch me outside. How about that?
Catch you outside? What does that mean? what I just said.
Catch her outside and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah, this yeah, is okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that this is all mouth? This is mouth.
Oh, so you want to take this outside? Because I think they can bring cameras outside.
Really? Because I think I flipped you.
You want to do it again?
Danny, don't get all tough. Please don't. This is not the place,
hey,
and this is not
sit
the
down.
Sit down. Sit down.
All right, Danny.
So we never really played that in full over the air. We did it, of course, at the beginning of when it came out, when it was new, but it just turned into, you know, cuts like this is mouth or what does that mean? Or it was featured a lot in Danny Ted Britt Reads, if you remember correctly.
All the time. All the time. What does that mean? Oh, well, Dr. Phil, it means you get a great deal on a Ford at Ted Britt Ford. Good shtick, always.
What does I that will mean? Take full blame for that never blossoming. Tom's 100% right. I hated that cut. And this is a simple case of where I took a stand and probably took the show way too seriously, and I'll admit that, but I hate...
What does that mean?
That girl became famous. Yes. I hate that, like, in society, somehow that girl has book deals and is a star now. Like, I was just so mad, and I didn't want to in any way contribute to it. I thought she was just an abhorrent human being. So I probably took everything too seriously, but I will tell you, you're right, Tom. That was... Every time he played that, I'm like, oh, my God. But it cracked the top five, which means it got some requests. It got asked to be played like Taylor Swift.
On to number four. This is one of my favorite Danny cuts. And being the person that curates all the Danny flubs in the sound machine, maybe I overvalued this. Maybe I overrated this. But this is by far one of my favorite Danny flubs. We would always try to get it in on the last week of the year, because Danny one time wished the new year a happy birthday.
I'm Danny. Happy birthday. New year, everybody.
What?
Happy birthday. I was trying to say happy birth of a new year. Happy birthday, new year. I don't know. That's probably going in the bad highlight reel. Whatever.
Birthday. I mean, yeah. What I don't remember about that cut, actually, every time you play it, I relearn this again somehow, is it's not just that you say happy birthday, new year. You're saying it in such a weird way.
I'm Danny. Happy birthday, new year.
As we're trying to get out at a certain time, and I'm trying to stretch like to get to that time and fit it in, and I tried to say two different things, and I said neither.
New year.
It's like when, you know, in Mean Girls, when she tried to say great, tried to say cool, and then she said gruel. That's what I did. I said nothing instead. Oh,
I'm Danny. Happy birthday, new year.
But
everybody.
That's the original version, Tom. That's not like stretched out.
No, that's what we had. I had to cut down from there to make like the little cuts. This is the full. I'm playing all the things in full today.
I just don't remember you saying it. That's
yeah.
So weird. Like saying it is the whole point. That's what's funny. The dragging it out. I don't even remember how weird that was.
No one
speaks
what?
Like that.
I'm Danny. Happy birthday, new year.
you go. Wait, what?
I've never heard that saying. I don't know what that means.
It's because it's not a saying.
I was trying to say happy birth of a new year. Happy birthday, new year. I don't know. That's probably going in the bad highlight reel. Whatever.
Birthday. At least it didn't go in the bad highlight reel.
Yes, it did.
Danny was right about that. We were going to put that in the sound machine. On to number three. Are you ready for your podium placements here? Are you guys ready for your top three sound machine?
Here we go. Anthem time.
Number three. This person has recently come up in Washington football team rumors and news in regards to the general manager position of the Washington football team. Before that, before he got hired by the Panthers for like the third time unnecessarily, he had a radio show in Charlotte, which happened to be at a three-way stop light with a glass window where they could look out into this three-way stop in downtown Charlotte. Marty Herney's radio show got hit by a car and chaos ensues in the Essex home studio.
Everything these fans are about.
Folks, we just had an accident here at the Essex home studios. Bobby's biggest fear just came through, so we are going to head to a break. Everyone is okay here in the office.
Oh, my God.
This is Bobby's worst fear. No one else is concerned. Only Bobby's been worried about this.
Right now. Silence.
Folks,
The silence, though, of them all just stopping to look at the car that just came through the window, number one.
And I never noticed this. Maybe it's because I have different headphones on today compared to all the years that I was wearing something. You can actually hear someone in the background saying, I'm okay, I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah. Like
the driver?
I think it's Marty.
Yeah, listen again when the woman starts talking to let everyone know that something happened in the Essex home studio.
Everything these fans are about.
Folks, we just had an accident here at the Essex Home Studios. Bobby's biggest fear just came through, so we are going to head to a break. Everyone is okay here in the office.
Everyone is okay.
It's muffled. But you can hear him going, oh, super right, low. All right, okay.
I'm going to claim that that's the driver, for the record. Her saying everyone is okay, like the presence of mind to update everyone on the situation is really good. But I still think just this idea of Bobby every day going, you know, one of these days a car is going to come through this window.
I'm telling you guys, the Essex Home Studio is not protected.
Bobby's biggest fear.
I mean, ground floor at a stoplight. I mean, who designed that studio? I mean, I'm sitting in a room where I would have been sitting 90 degrees to where you guys would be sitting in your studio. Like, radio studios aren't built great, right? But who would put one on a ground floor at a stoplight with a glass window? Put some bricks there, please. What are you doing?
We need to make a decision as a show right now, too, Danny. Obviously, Tom is headed to Cincinnati, so he won't be with us. But if a car ever crashes into our studio and we're okay, I think we need to stay on the air and discuss it.
Because
it seems
folks.
Like the kind of thing that people would be interested in rather than the commercial break right after.
Okay, on to number two. Got to move quick here. Everyone's familiar with it. CKR boss, when he thanked me for all the years of service, said, this man can sleep better tonight. Jim Tomsula's head coaching press conference.
You and me talking. Just give me a name that you think would be good as an offensive coordinator. What if I throw a name out there?
Yeah, well,
Mark Trussman. It's someone you might know, right? That's maybe the best you can give me.
Yeah.
Same question, defensive coordinator. What do you give me an idea of what you're looking for? I'm not trying to trip you up.
Yeah. I'm really not going to talk about. I'm just not going to do
the style?
It out of respect to those people.
No, I'm not.
I know. Then we play the name game,
okay.
But then you know what I mean. I just don't want to get on that road.
Okay. Not even the style.
Yeah, style that fits our players.
All righty, style that fits the players. And but the defense, you kind of have a better feel for what that defense is.
Yeah. I think we have a pretty good feel on our offense also.
All right. That sounds good. With the talent on this defense now, do you feel that you can get a top-flight defensive coordinator? You don't have to get an assistant who you're going to elevate. You can get a guy who's pretty excited about being a defensive coordinator and a chance to win with that group.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
That's fair to say.
So it goes on from there. We have to get number one, and we have to pay off the top 10. You know, that's absolutely ludicrous. All the things that we've played a million times on the show came from that.
Ludicrous.
Number one, Danny already shouted it out. It's by far the most requested thing of all time.
Damn it.
Eagles.
The NFC East scare comes from?
You think it's going to be Odell Beckham Jr. because he's going to catch 175 passes and go for 2,500 yards or something?
I'm calling for 120 catches from Odell Beckham Jr.
The answer that everybody has slept on casually because he's been hurt a whole bunch, the answer that everybody needs to realize is going to be not a thorn in the side. I'm talking about like a spear in the side.
I don't know where you're going with this. Give me a team.
Eagles.
If you say who I think you're going to, I'm just going to completely disrespect this.
Jeremy Maclin.
Okay, that's not bad.
Jeremy Maclin.
About to Ryan Matthews me. I was going to be mad.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it's Ryan Matthews. This is one of those where Chip Kelly...
So from there, we figure out that Jeremy Maclin had not been on the Eagles for like 3 years, and Danny had done this big, long thing about how the NFC East was in trouble.
So bad.
Gave him a little rope. He keeps talking. He keeps talking, and we say, by the way, Jeremy Macklin's not on the Eagles. And then he goes, wait, did he bounce?
I hate to rain on the parade. Isn't Jeremy Maclin a Kansas City Chief now? I'm pretty sure he's not on the Eagles anymore.
Did he bounce?
I think he's a Chief.
Did I screw that up that badly?
I'm almost positive
good
he's
for
a
me.
Kansas City Chief.
It's the Grant and Grant Show, everyone.
Did he bounce? Also a phrase you've never used to say leave. Like, hey, hon, I'm going to the store. I got to bounce.
I'm sure I do.
So
I pouted so bad that CK bought his bonchon, so it all worked out.
Well, you shut down for the day. But there it is, guys. The top 10, yeah. The sound machine is retired. Thanks well to done. Everyone who participated, especially Danny.
Tommy, thank you, buddy. Good effort, and not only in the segment, which crushed, but for years and years. We appreciate all the help, man, and enjoy Cincinnati. Hopefully one day we can come watch Joe Burrow with you guys.
Yeah, maybe. Like what I said earlier, it's going to be tough to put on the stripes. I mean, it needs to be a team that I can root for.
You can wear a Steelers jersey. We can go to the game. You can wear a Steelers jersey.
Okay, deal.
All right, let's make it happen. Danny, it was fun as always. Great first week. And thanks to our other Tom behind the scenes, Tom Kleiman. Caps hockey coming up. Tommy, enjoy Cincinnati. Thanks to all of you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.